I'd like to call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:07 p.m. on April 7, 2015. We're in the Butcher Bitch Room 205. Let the record show we have a quorum to do business. We have Senator Dunleavy, Senator Bishop, Senator Egan, and myself, Chairman Machicki. Also like to recognize our staff, Ann Cracklebird from Senate Records. John Manley is covering for Lynn, who her husband is having surgery. Complete mental block.
Sam Greeley.
Jeez, I know that. Sam Greeley is here from LIL. Please turn off your cell phones. Purpose of our meeting today is to hear HB 140, legislative approval for the Alaska Railroad Revenue Bond, sponsored by Rep. Thompson. Rep. Thompson and Jane, please join us at the table. Introduce yourself for the record and present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am Representative Steve Thompson from House District 2 in Fairbanks, and I'd like to thank the committee for hearing House Bill 140 today. House Bill 140 deals with positive train control. Positive train control is technology designed to stop or slow a train before human error causes an accident. In 2008, the Federal Rail Safety Improvement Act required that certain railroads to install fully functional positive train control. Must be implemented by 2015. That was later extended to 2018. By virtue of its passenger service, the Alaska Railroad is required to install a fully functioning positive train control. Positive train control is designed to slow trains before that they have an accident, to make sure that we don't have overspeeding, which would cause derailments, and just mainly to prevent accidents completely. Because of that passenger service that the Alaska Railroad has, they are required to adhere to these safety acts. Without positive train control, their revenue would be severely affected. The railroad receives approximately $25 million a year in passenger train service. The Federal Transit Administration, because of passenger service, supplements the Alaska Railroad to the tune of around $29 million a year. Between those two, that's $54 million that the railroad would lose in revenues if they don't install positive train control. House Bill 140 authorizes the Alaska Railroad Corporation to issue up to $37 million in tax-exempt bonds backed by the Federal Transit Administration formula. And these formula funds are received annually by the railroad. Bond proceeds will be used to finance positive train control. It's a safety program mandated by the federal government without any correlating funding, which is estimated to cost the railroad approximately $158 million total. The railroad also has proposed to refinance $66 million in existing bonds to extend the repayment date in order to issue these additional $37 million in bonds to pay for major portions of the remaining $55 million that they need to install positive train control. Under AS 4240-285, the Alaska Railroad Corporation is required to receive legislative approval to issue bonds. In no event will the general credit of the state of Alaska or the Alaska Railroad Corporation be pledged for the repayment of these bonds. AS 4240-500 requires that all liabilities incurred by the railroad shall be satisfied exclusively from the assets or revenue of the railroad and not the state. Debt payments for the bonds will come from a portion of those Federal Transit Administration formula funds, which are statutorily mandated by federal law and received annually by the railroad. Issuing debt backed by FTA formula funds is authorized through FTA regulations and has already been used by the railroad to issue bonds. Estimates for this project indicate that it will cost a total of $158 million to implement. Since 1997, the railroad has invested $68.9 million to develop a positive train control system. In 2013 and 2014, the railroad received an additional $19.1 million and $15 million, respectively, from the state of Alaska to continue work on the positive train control. Between 2016 and 2018, an additional $55 million will be required for the railroad to complete the development and installation of positive train control by the 2018 deadline. This bond issuance will leave an additional $18 million to complete the funding package. And the railroad understands that over the next 3 years, the state will probably not have any funds available to complete that additional $18 million. This figure does not include the estimated $5 to $7 million per year of operating and capital maintenance costs related to the system that the railroad will fund after PTC is installed. It should be noted that if the railroad does not show that it is making good faith effort to implement positive train control, the Federal Railroad Administration can implement fines of up to $100,000 per day. And that's the package on House Bill 140. There's no liability to the state or to the railroad's assets. And so I urge your passage to allow us to continue to receive funds from the Federal Transit Authority and also from passenger service. And I have my chief of staff here to back me up on any technical questions.
Thank you, Rep. Thompson. Questions?
So no fiscal note.
No, there is no fiscal note at all. It's zero. There's no cost, even if they fail to pay the bond payments. The bond issuers understand that this is totally backed by Federal Transit Administration funds, and that if the federal government does not fund, then the bondholders realize that they are by themselves, and they so reflect that in usually in the interest rates that they charge.
And if this is passed, the railroad will not be coming to the legislature for GF funding for positive train control?
They have been told that over the next 3 years that they will probably not be able to see any money from the state of Alaska. They realize that and have so acknowledged to me personally.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Rep. Thompson, we're going to open the public testimony for House Bill 140. You're now open. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Seeing no one, is there anyone online that wishes to testify? Okay, with no one here to testify, public testimony is now closed. Mr. O'Leary, do you want to come up for a moment? It's just to let you know, it's not normally my practice to pass a bill out in one hearing. This is a pretty simple bill. Do you want to explain to us the value of this legislation and why it has a relatively minor impact on the bonding capacity of the state?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. For the record, my name is Bill O'Leary. I'm the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Alaska Railroad, and Representative Thompson did an outstanding job in laying out most of the or all of the very important aspects of this. I would just speak to the importance of us keeping this particular project moving, and the only way that we see to do that at this point is through issuing the debt that is contemplated in this legislation. And so it's critical for us to continue to make that good faith effort that the federal regulators are requiring for us on positive train control, and this will keep the ball rolling forward and get us a large chunk of the way there.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. O'Leary? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee?
I move we pass HB 140 version A from committee with individual recommendations and the accompanying zero fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, HB 140 is passed from committee. Please stick around to sign the sheet, and it now goes to the Finance Committee. This meeting is adjourned at 1:17 p.m.